The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
One of our favorite shows here on Tony Curry Radio. And of course, we've got 19 shows now, runs at 8 o'clock in the morning and goes all the way to 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday. Weekends, we do classic rock. Check out Tony Curry Radio, TKR. Get the TKR app. 100,000 folks have done that. And you can hear shows like this one, Win in Rome with Stuart Rome. He, of course, is the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa. We were talking about you earlier today. Were your ears burning?
Not really. I'm afraid to ask what you're talking about.
Well, we were on our television show on ABC 3340. I need to get you back on there. We owe you a couple of visits. We were talking about college football season and all the things that it takes to make sure that your body's in good shape and you feel really good throughout the summer months in college football. And, of course, the Woodhouse Day Spa came to mind because, obviously, every time you go there, you're going to feel great. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. And Kip was asking me when he could get his massage. And I said, I tell you what. I said, I owe you a massage. I'll go get you a gift card for massage. He really wants to do something, obviously, on television. I still don't know why they wouldn't allow us to do that. I guess they think, you know, but that's just that. And I kind of wanted to get into that to start the show today. What are some stigmatisms about the spa business that are just way off? I mean, I know a lot of people think that, there could be human trafficking, prostitution. If you pull up the word spa and you hit news, chances are there's not a lot of news going on about spas. I mean, there's new spas that are opening and there's really great spas and spas that are doing stuff, you know, all kinds of different things, you know, as far as in best spas and there's all kinds of med spas now. But what are some of the stigmatisms that go along with just a spa visit that some people are just, they get totally wrong?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's, you know, those shady things do happen, but they happen in every business. You know, it's not just the spa industry.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the most part, you know, 99% of the spas are on the up and up and they give good services and there's no, but you know, there's a 1%, but those are the ones you only hear about because those are the good stories to talk about, you know?
Sure.
So, so that's one that, it probably happens a lot less than people think because all they do is hear about the bad stuff. And then I always get asked, you know, as an owner, they're like, man, you own a spa, you must love that. It must be so relaxing being in the spa all day. I'm like, okay, you've obviously not owned a business, but it doesn't matter what business it is, it's always going to be stressful regardless. Yeah. I don't get services every day, believe me. It's the few and far between, so that's probably the biggest, misguided statement that you would say is that, you own a spa, so it's, must be really relaxing being there all day.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
What is, do you have, and I'm thinking about these, people actually do, they believe that you can probably just pick somebody out and say, hey, listen, you got 30 minutes. I'd love a massage. And it don't work that way. Your people got to be ready and they got to know when they're going to give a massage. And obviously, and we even asked you that question. Do you go to your own place? It's like a chef. Are you eating at your own restaurant? Sometimes you don't want to eat the same stuff you're making all day long. And you want to get some trade secrets. You'll try some other places out as well. But what would you say? Because you have some really strong P1s. You have some people that just absolutely love the Woodhouse Day Spa for good reason. But how often your most prolific customer? How many times a month do they come in?
We have some that come in close to once a week. You know, maybe not for the same service, but as far as getting into the spa, maybe they'll do a facial 1 week, and they might do a manicure another week, and a massage. So yeah, we've got weekly customers. We have some that come in a couple times a month. So it's it just really depends. But as far as me getting services, my schedule's, I never know what my schedule's going to be. So I can never plan in advance. So if I'm in the spa and there's a spot open and I've got time and therapist is there, you know, that's the only time I'll book something. And, which hasn't happened in a while. And then, of course, if I book something and somebody calls in and they want a spot, you know, I always instruct my staff to give up my spot. You know, somebody sure. wants it. So, it's not unusual for me to think I'm getting a massage. And then, you know, half an hour before, Stuart, I'm sorry, but somebody just called in for your spot.
That's not good, man. I mean, I know you'd be the first one to get that spot up, but that's not cool. I was walking the Galleria last night with my son. My son Xavier turns 18 tomorrow, and we start birthdays early around here. And he wanted to go ride some elevators, so we're riding the elevator. We get upstairs, and there is in the corner upstairs one of those massage chairs. You know, one of those ones where you kind of lean forward, you stick your head through the hole, and there was a there was a sign behind it, and I don't know if it had something to do. But there was no one standing there. So I didn't know if you would sit there, if someone would come up from behind you and eventually maybe just sit, you know, if you just sat there, someone would finally eventually show up. I don't know. But it didn't look like it was open anyway. And then I get this email here from Joe. And it's actually an email from several weeks ago, info@tonycurryradio.net. He went to a mall or spa somewhere in Mississippi. He didn't mention where he got one of these 20-minute rub downs at a mall and said that his shoulders are still sore. He said, is there anything that someone could do at one of these places where they're obviously not liable? I mean, if you're getting a massage at a mall, you get what you pay for, right? But I mean, is there anything they could hurt? Is there anything they could do that would be, unless it hurt while they were doing it, but you can't rip muscles or anything, can you?
Nah, I mean, typically the only reason why you're really sore is if you get a deep tissue massage, and you sore because of the pressure that was put on the muscle, but it's a kind of a good soreness.
Yeah.
As far as like being injured, I mean, you know, it's few and far between. I mean, I haven't really heard much about an actual injury, you know, tearing a muscle. If it was that uncomfortable where it caused injury, you would think they would say something during the massage, like that's just too much pressure, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So, I've never really heard of an injury besides, like you said, you know, a little bit of soreness. But that's really due to somebody that's getting a deep tissue that, going to have that no matter what.
Yeah, he may have been having some type of pre-existing situation or something with a pulled muscle or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, that it's possible that chair was not the most comfortable thing. Maybe his neck was in a bad position and, he just was there. You know, when you sit in a bad position for like a half an hour and you get up and you're like, oh, man, I didn't, you know, it maybe his neck wasn't in the right on the angle because those chairs, I know the angle and you can adjust the headrest and those kind of things. So that's a possibility, but that's not really an injury.
Yeah, that would be one of those chairs, Stuart, that I would get in and then I would have it would feel really good lying there because you're stretching your back a little bit, but it's probably not a good alignment. It would probably wreck my day, man. I mean, it would hurt like hell to get out of that thing. I would not feel right. And that would be a shame because they probably do pretty decent work. But again, unless you're doing it by a professional, say at the Woodhouse Day Spa, you're really not getting the great deal. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, 905-7676. Stop by their stores right down there in the beautiful Summits on the first section there, so you don't have to go through all that rigmarole upstairs. Just go down there, and they're right by Saks Fifth Avenue. It's a fantastic store. They do a wonderful job. Nina in Birmingham wants to know, how does Stuart like his meat?
My meat?
Yes, how do you like your meat?
Well, so if it's a good prime piece of steak, like a ribeye or a New York strip, I want it medium rare.
Okay, good. That's exactly what I get. Yep.
Yeah, but that's, you know, there's some things that you've got to cook, to like 200 degrees, which is like a brisket, you know, a smoked brisket. Those kind of things are fully cooked through so they fall apart and or those kind of things. But so it just depends. But for the most part, medium rare is the way to go with, you know, lamb chop, any kind of beef, that kind of thing.
Did you, my dad used to eat raw ground beef. You ever eaten raw ground beef?
Well, I can't say I haven't, but like if I'm making burgers from scratch and I usually put the seasoning in there and then I mix it all in together before I fall in the patties.
Yeah.
I'll taste the raw meat just to for the seasoning, but I don't sit there and have a full plate of it.
Dude, my dad would eat like a pound of raw. I mean, we get it straight from the butcher, man. We'd be watching them grind it, you know, so we knew exactly what was going into it. And that's when we used to have neighborhood butcher shops. And I remember him, mom would bring it home and he's like, bring an extra pound home. And she just put a plate out and he put salt and pepper on it about an inch thick. And he would just get it. And he just loved raw ground beef. And I like meat, but I'm like, oh man, I mean, that's, you know, oh, it's just like, wow. She also followed this question up with, are you a veggie on the grill guy?
Yeah, sometimes it's certain things like, I like doing asparagus.
Yeah.
If I am going to do vegetables, say bell peppers, onions, I'm usually going to put it on a skewer and just put the whole skewer on there, you know, kind of like a shish kebab type thing. So yeah, I like that. And you know, you can do the same thing. You sprinkle seasoning on there. I use like this Cajun seasoning and put on vegetables and, it's all good.
I did a big thing for Dale Seasoning, which is a local brand that does really well internationally and nationally. And I was their spokesman for a long period of time. We did a whole Dale series of how to cook on the grill. And they had a recipe on there for a grilled onion. And it's a Vidalia onion, and you slice it up a certain way, and then you just pour it full of that Dale sauce, then you wrap it back up. And you put it on the grill and you just let it sit for like 3 hours. And it's like, it's almost better than like a blooming onion you get like, you know, Outback or something, because it doesn't have the breading on it. But I mean, you could just eat it like it's delicious. I mean, it doesn't have that oily oil taste, that onion taste, you know, you could kiss somebody right after eating one of these bad boys. It's pretty doggone good. All right.
Yeah, I use Dale's. I'll use it like if I do a flank steak, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The quick marinade, and I'll put that in a bag. It's I like the stuff. It's good.
Now, you mentioned the New York Strip. I'm a ribeye guy. I like ribeyes. Nothing beats a good filet. But, you know, if I'm getting a bunch of people over, I'm not buying $30 steaks for everybody. But ribeyes, you can get a pretty good deal on. I think at Publix, got them like $14.99 a pound right now. A New York Strip has got to be cooked just perfect, or else it just never is tender enough for me. Yes or no?
Well, of course, it depends on the piece of meat and the quality of it, obviously, but
the New York strip always looks so damn good, but sometimes I get it. It's just tough.
Well, it's not, you know, it's going to be a lot firmer than a ribeye, and certainly firmer than a filet, but, it's pretty tough to chew. I mean, it should be firmer, but, you know, it's hit and miss, like everything else. But ribeye, of course, you know, that's always been great.
Oh man,
that's the only steak that sometimes I like it a like medium rare plus a little bit more because it's so fatty.
Yeah,
that it helps at least eat up some of that fat, and it's not as sometimes when it gives us fatty parts, it can be a little bit chewy. So that's the only piece of meat that I usually get a little bit more than medium rare.
Yeah, ribeye, and if you got kids, man, do not give your kids filet early, because I started feeding my kids. You know how much I love my kids, and my daughter, you know, I always say, you have expensive taste. She goes, no, I have good taste. And I'm like, I realize that, but when you make them a filet, they don't want anything but filet. From that point on, everything else really chewy and tough, and I'm like, for God's sakes, and even a good ribeye. And yeah, it's going to be a special event, but once a week we have filet, and to them it's like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Maybe I'm going the wrong route.
I think next time you ought to bacon wrap it and then do a little blue cheese crust on it for us. Oh, get used to that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I hear, and it's funny because I moved and I had a green egg, and them damn things are so heavy, and I never brought it upstairs, and it's still down, and I have not grilled in 3 years. And so I've been doing everything in my oven, and I'm gotten so good at grilling in my oven. I don't have to have the barbecue taste. I don't have to have the charcoal taste. I don't have to have the lines on it, but I've gotten so, once you know how your oven works and you know exactly what the temperature is, because each one's different, man, I can broil the hell of a great filet in my oven.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 3.5 minutes and I'm done. Info,
there's
Tony.
There's nothing better than like a strip or ribeye in a hot, cast on skillet.
Oh, you know? Yeah. And that's that's the other thing is man, if you're not, what am I trying to say? You put a little oil in a pan and sear it. If you don't sear it first, you're absolutely crazy. I wasn't a big searing guy, But man, if you sear a steak just for like a 10 or 15 seconds on each side first, it's amazing how much better it tastes. I mean, it's incredible. So you can learn all kinds of things on this show.
That's right.
When in Rome with Stuart Rome, make sure you put with Stuart Rome on there when you're pulling it up. Several people are like, I found the show, but it's like 15 different When in Romes. There are a lot of When in Romes. We call it When in Rome because his name is Stuart Rome, the Woodhouse Day Spa. All right, you said you want to go potluck on music. We have not played a song yet. Tell me where you want to go and we'll make something up.
Well, we're going to have to... We got to go with the band that got canceled on you.
Right? Yeah.
Up in Nashville. So we'll still go AC/DC.
All right. I tell you what.
You want to do.
You pick the first song and I'll pick the second and fourth. How's that?
All right. Let's do Highway to Hell.
There it is, Highway to Hell from AC/DC. And because I looked at the set list, they did play that song in concert and I was not there for it. It really sucked because... I don't believe in coincidences and some things just don't happen. And my son had not seen a real concert ever in his life. He's 20 years old. AC/DC was my first, it was going to be his first. We drive all the way to, Louisville, Kentucky. Where were we going? No, we were going to, Nashville, Nashville, Tennessee. And we get about 20 minutes outside Nissan Stadium and they canceled the show because of thunderstorms. And I mean, I was bombed. And of course, then they played Cleveland like the following night they played Nashville. And then they went to Cleveland the following night. We just couldn't make it happen. So
Thunderstruck. I guess they played that.
I'm sure they did. Yeah. There's no doubt. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Talk about your website a little bit. Mother's Day is here and gone. Father's Day is coming up here on the 15th, I think it is 15th of June.
Yeah, next Sunday.
What kind of specials we have for the old men out there?
Oh, man, we're going to have, we did it last year. We're going to have some special drinks. We're going to have some local beers there in the quiet room for guys to enjoy. We're going to have, we have a hot towel facial that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Where it's like the old barbershop when you get the hot towel wrapped on your face, and Aftertreatment's going to do that and give you a full face and you'll love it. Combine that with like a massage. It'd be like a great day. Get a couple beers, facial, massage, hang out in the relaxation room. And, probably some other special treats in there. So, that whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, we'll be doing all kind of good stuff. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
That's fantastic. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. And of course, they also got the 6 for $5 deal. Don't forget that. I'm going to do another AC/DC song because we've talked a lot, and then we'll get back into some emails here. This is from, for those about to rock, Let's Get It Up here on TKO.
Oh, yeah.
Let's Get It Up. That's one of the songs that they do not play in concert. And it was actually released a single, and I absolutely love that song, Let's Get It Up. It's one of those favorite songs. It's just downright nasty is what it is, and I absolutely love it. He is not nasty. He's a clean guy, good guy, runs a super good business. We're talking about the Woodhouse Day Spa. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Stuart Rome, Winter Rome with Stuart Rome. We'll take your emails, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. And some fantastic questions. We had a couple of questions. I don't know if it was a week before last week about nail fungus. We always get nail fungus questions around summertime because people aren't wearing gym shoes anymore. They're wearing flip-flops and they want their toes to look nice. And maybe they're down the beach and they're burying their toes in the sand. What is nail fungus? We've gotten several emails on that. How do you keep from getting nail fungus? Is it something that is just going to happen every single year? Can you explain what nail fungus? I've never had it. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it feels like, but could you explain what that is?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's basically a fungus. that explains it, right? You're gonna get it. You know, a lot of people get it if they sweat a lot. And they're wearing closed toe shoes, and they go to the gym, and they don't take the socks off right away. You can get fungus. You can get them in the garden if you're gardening and you're not wearing any shoes. Pick that up. It's not a serious condition. It kind of makes the nails look kind of rottenish, but. There's all kind of over-the-counter products for that, like Fungi Nail and I don't know, it's all these other ones. You get a CVS to get, it pretty much, you can clear them up in about a week if you used one of the products, unless it's a real serious condition, which usually it's not. So it's an infection like everything else, it's pretty minor and simple to cure.
Okay. Very, very easy. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Several other questions. This from Tom. Tom wants to know, is it normal for men to get their nails painted after they get a manicure?
Well, not usually. I mean, it's not unheard of, but we, I guess the closest thing to it is we'll do like a clear coat.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes the nails kind of shiny. You don't see the polish, obviously, but it's just a clear coat type of polish. So that's more common. But as far as different colors go, not very often at all.
Okay. Info, Tony.
But we'll do it. We'll do it. You know.
Yeah. There you go. Sammy in Northport wants to know: do you have masseuse therapists or massage therapists who don't take new customers? I think what they mean here is they're so good that they have regular customer bases that come in and basically they're just using your store to take care of their base, I guess. I guess that's what, I guess I could see that, right? Because if someone's really, really good and they really enjoy it, and that's certainly a compliment towards the therapist itself. Is that a situation that happens at your place?
So we don't have, anybody that says I'm just not taking new customers, because, we have everybody, available to book online, kind of thing. So we don't want to, turn anybody away. We want our therapists to be open to new guests. And none of them really have even come to me and said, look, I only want my own people. But, we have some that have still requested that, for the most part, it is pretty much going to be their own guest. But, we don't like to limit it to that if we don't have to, which we haven't had to.
Gotcha. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. You got this 6 for $5 deal is 24 hours a day, 365. And we always mention, go ahead and get the 6 for $5 deal. You get yourself a free one. Then you'll have them in your back pocket. You have some. You can give some away as gifts because they're transferable. They never expire. But talk about those 6 for $5 deals. They're fantastic, man.
Yeah, we love selling those things because the number one, it guarantees that we're going to get somebody in the spa for, six different services, probably, unless they share it. But it's a great discount. You're getting one completely free service. You pay for 5. We're going to put 6 on your account, and it's not something you have to keep track of. We've got it in the system. Every time you come in, we'll just deduct one. But you can also, share them with a family member. If you have, husband and wife want to buy 6, you can get 3 each and coming together each time. Or you can bring in 5 other people in the same day and use all 6 at the same time. They don't expire. So it's the most versatile and probably the biggest discounted package that we have, which is why we really like it.
There you go. AC/DC canceled on me and my boys. So we're celebrating the fact that they're still on the road. Actually, they're still in concert. I mean, if I hit the lottery tonight, I could be in Germany, I think, by next week. They may be doing a show in Italy. So, I mean, it's not like they're done. I mean, there's still a possibility.
Right.
Who knows if someone's listening out there and they want to throw me a dime and they want to make it happen for Tony and his son, Venmo me some cash and I'll gladly take off. I'm going to let you pick the next 2 AC/DC songs. I know you got to go. We're kind of on a short notice here, but a couple more AC/DC songs. Give me 2 of them here and I'll pick the last one in between some email questions. Go.
All right, we're going to do Highway to Hell.
Yeah, you already got that one. You did that one first.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you did Highway to Hell, and then we did Let's Get It Up.
No. We're going to do Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells, okay.
And we'll go with the, most popular one, I guess, is going to be Back in Black.
Back in Black, Hell's Bells. Both those, of course, from the Back in Black set, and you'll hear both those shows. If, in fact, you saw AC/DC in concert, I did not. Please don't rub it in. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. I have Maggie from Birmingham. She says she's an Irish gal, and she wrote at the bottom of her email, and I'm not going to read her question because it really wasn't a question, but she said, us Irish folks love our massages. And it made me think to myself, what you've traveled around this great world of ours. Where does the USA rank in getting massages? Are there other countries that massages are much more liberal or more conservative to it? Are there some countries where I would think in China they probably don't do massages? Can you kind of tell me the ethnicity on some of the cultural history of the massage business?
Yeah, I mean, the U.S. typically is more conservative, than European countries, nudist beaches and all kind of stuff like that. But Thailand. A lot of people go to Thailand, number one, because it's really inexpensive to get massages. I've never been there. But also, who knows what goes on there. I'm sure it's a lot more liberal than than the U.S. But, you know, in general, I mean, generally speaking, in European countries, you know, they have a lot of these facilities that we don't have very many of, you know, like the special, just a natural type of the mountainous spas. And, you know, we have some of those, but nothing like, you know, Switzerland and those beautiful places. So I think in general, the atmosphere, you can find a lot of different type, like salt caves and all those kind of good stuffs. But, you know, we've got a lot of good options here. I don't know if, I don't know of any, like even you mentioned China, you know, there's a lot of, there's spas there. You know, I think everybody pretty much has that. I can't imagine anybody not liking a massage. You know, yeah. They're like a culture that doesn't like to be touched, but yeah, you know, maybe North Korea, they don't allow it, but, I don't know.
That would be a shame.
Unless you're Kim Jong-un, who probably gets like 20 a day from 20 women.
As he should. Right. Just keep your finger off the button. We'll be fine, sir. You rub it down all you want. All right, my man. Thanks again for everything you do. I know you've got another appointment coming up here on TKR. I've been doing AC/DC music. Highway to Hell. Let's get it up. Hell's Bells, Back in Black. I'm going to finish up our show with The Jack. Till next week, my friend. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.